We have our guest in studio, Donna Hetzler, and I think you're going to go away telling other people about what you heard and hopefully applying some things, too. Donna is with us as an author. She's also a speaker, a teacher for Stonecroft Ministries. She's a businesswoman as well, and she has two youngsters, she and her husband, Hannah and Zorro. Oh, and did I tell you they're huskies?
Siberian huskies.
Okay.
So, almost as bad as mine, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah. I wanted to include dog lovers because they could say, yeah. Oh, she loves dogs. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, meet Donna Hetzler. We're so glad you're in the studio with us this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
I love the title of the book, Walls of a Warrior, Conquering the Fears of Our Hearts. We were just talking off air about the scriptures being very specific. And fear not, thou shalt not fear. How many times in scripture is that mentioned? And yet many of us are just, I have fears. I have tons of things that really will set me off. Talk about those walls. Why are those fears there? What causes those walls?
Well, fear is a big one, and you're so right on, Denise, about, you know, fear not. The Bible tells us over and over, fear not. Do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we are, day in and day out, we're afraid. Why is that? And so we kind of looked at that as I wrote the book and I met with the group of women that we got together with, and we found that fear is at the base of all of our wall building activity. And so it's one of the main things that makes us create these walls in mm-hmm. hopes to protect our hearts, in hopes not to fear, in hopes to have this great life. But what we found is these walls, they actually hinder our hearts, and they don't allow us to live completely as God has said mm-hmm. to.
How long, you met for 10 years in this Bible study, did
yes.
you say? How long in that process did it take before this dawned on you, Donna, that God was wanting to tell you this?
It actually started about 2 years ago, and I was in conversation with some friends, and we were looking at how we could serve the needs within our women's group. And so as we began discussions, one of my friends said, you know, as women, we have a really hard time asking for help. True, I said, but why is that? You know, we've been together for such a long time. Why do we have a hard time asking for help? And another friend said, it's because we have walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I paused in that. Why did her statement strike such a chord within me?
Mm-hmm.
And I identified immediately, she was right. I have walls. But what were they? Why did I have them? What types of walls did I have? And how in the world could I bring them down? And so we embarked on this journey together, meeting once a month. And these were women within our group. And then I also asked other women from without, you know, outside of the Bible study to come and join us. And we formed and we started exploring this idea of walls. And so I would journal, I would do lesson plans, and it transformed into this book.
Wow.
And I thought I was a pretty transparent person, and I was,
yeah.
I am, but there were certain parts of my heart that I had kept at bay from others. And so it's been quite a journey that
we've gone through. Do we have to, how much... I don't know, is fear all one thing, or do we have to identify the specific fears to understand what it is we're dealing with?
Specifics, for
you
sure.
You have to be specific.
Yes.
Right, I don't like to fly, so I would have to say that, and there's some others, too, but we would have to deal with my fear of flying.
Oh, how sure. long has this been going?
Yes.
Take that and go with that.
Well, and then you have to look deeper, okay? So I'm afraid to fly. What's the worst that happens? Okay, the plane crashes and you die, you know. Either survive the crash or you wake up in the arms of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one are bad scenarios, right? So when we really look at the fear itself, it's what's the root of that, and why am I worried about that? Another issue with flying, because I can get very nervous too, I identify with you, it's control, and I'm a control freak. You know, having somebody else in control is a huge thing, and so that could be, you know, part of the fear. Is
what
the
about surprises? I hate surprises. I'm not afraid to die. I don't necessarily care about the mechanics of it. So, I mean, so how much is it like out of control surprises that would kind of worked hand in hand, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So many of us like our routines, and we want to know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Scripture tells us, too, that God doesn't always, well, we don't know the future, but He doesn't always allow us to know if prayer is going to be answered or what's going to happen
mm-hmm.
in that, because sometimes it might be too overwhelming to know everything in life.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we want to try and control and know what's going on and not have surprises mm-hmm. in our life, but I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
I think there's another thing we deal with, too, and that's what would my little world do without me? And
yes.
certainly we are significant. Hopefully we feel that way.
Yeah.
And if I'm
yeah.
gone, what about my wife? What about my kids, my grandkids, and so forth? They need me. And they do, but can God take care of them when I'm gone? And, you know, I deal with that, too.
Yes. And I struggle with it as well, because as a self-employed businesswoman, you know, if I don't do things, you know, they don't get done
mm-hmm.
or they don't get done right.
Right.
And so I struggle with that, too. What will happen to my
yeah.
husband if, you know, something happens to me or my family? And so that's tough. But we have to know that we serve a big God
yeah.
and He is certainly capable of handling any situation.
And we know that. But I think the part of it that we need to get to is what we just did. Identify
yes.
the wall. Is specifically
right,
and then we can get to, because we all know it's not enough to say, well, Denise, come on, God's a big God.
There's more
Denise
things on
there
the highway than there are plane crashes up in the air.
Yeah, I know God's a big guy. I know all that, Roy.
Yep,
don't tell
yep.
me that again. So we've got to back up and start. You know, I wish I could praise Him more. I feel like I'm so distant from God. I don't know how to get close to Him. And I think that's what you're tackling, Donna,
yes.
is these break down these walls. It seems to me fear, shame, and pride are at the basis of a lot, and they interact. Fear,
they do.
Shame, pride. Shame is very visible. We know we have it, and other people might. Pride, everybody else knows, and we don't.
We don't know it. Isn't
we
that
don't know
so
we have
true?
That pride. So how do these interact, and what can we do about that?
Well, they interact quite a bit, and as we discussed off air, you know, fear is kind of at the base of all of those things, because we're fearful to expose ourselves.
Right.
So if we're harboring shame, you know, we've all messed up in life. You know, and we're going to have things that we regret and that we're shameful of. But here's the thing. You take them to God and He forgives them. And we're supposed to move on and know that we're forgiven. And so many times with shame, we live in a world of not forgiving ourselves. So self-forgiveness mm-hmm. is huge. So if you're mm-hmm. out there and you're listening, forgive yourself. I believe it's important to kind of live in that space for a little while, because we want to learn from our mistakes. We don't want to make those same mistakes in
sure,
life.
Sure, by just whitewashing it.
Yeah. God forgives, and so we're all good, and
yeah,
we'll move on.
Yeah.
We do need to live in that place a little bit, but when we're living in shame for a long time, we really need to move beyond that, take it to God in prayer, ask for forgiveness, and then really start to build healthy walls of self-forgiveness, because living in shame is not where God has called us to live.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to forgive ourselves. But as women especially, we tend to beat ourselves up over and over about the simplest thing. Even a word said to a friend, we can wrestle about it all night long. So if I can encourage you, don't live in shame.
Mm-hmm.
Take it before the Father and forgive yourself. And then pride, as you discussed, Roy, is a big one, too. And, you know, it's one of the bigger sins, because, you know, Satan was
the original.
Yes, he was cast from heaven because
true.
Of pride.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for us to, we want to look good in front of others. And so, you know, we want to have this, if you will, this, what am I trying to say? This look about us that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've got everything together. That's
yeah.
what I'm trying to get at as
yeah.
I jumble through it. But we want to look like these perfect Christians. But the
yeah.
truth is, none of us are. You know, we all have things in life that we've had hurts and we've made mistakes, and none of us are perfect. So living that way and being prideful about everything it's not within God's will, and it doesn't lead to transparent relationships
mm-hmm.
and really connecting on a deeper level.
It's interesting how they're all connected, too.
Mm-hmm, isn't it?
Yeah.
When
mm-hmm.
you really think about it, that was...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
We'll come back and talk a little bit about how people can meet you, where they can meet you, and so forth, and about the groups again. But walk us through the book. How is it laid out?
It's laid out beginning with the first chapter of What Walls? what walls do I have? I mean, that's where I started. Mm-hmm. Really, God, I've got walls? And identifying those. And then we kind of get into, who am I? Which is a huge question. Because if we don't know who we are, then how can we identify our wall-building activity?
Yeah.
And so in that chapter, I could have wrote a whole book about that, but in that chapter, basically it tells us how to identify who we really are, because we get so caught up in our roles. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a business professional, and we tend to forget how God hardwired us, what really makes us tick. I'm an encourager. I'm funny. I can be serious. And so when we started identifying those things,
mm-hmm.
then I really saw who I was. And then we get into the heart of the matter, and we start identifying specific walls and fear, isolation, resentment, bitterness, all those things. So it will keep your attention and hopefully turn your heart tender.
All right. Are there good walls, too?
There are. There's healthy walls, yes.
Good question, okay. Yeah.
Yes, that's a great question. You know, correct boundaries with others, even in healthy relationships, very important. Love, forgiveness of others,
mm-hmm.
forgiveness of self, like
distance
we've talked about.
Distance in appropriate relationships.
Yes, and protecting our hearts in a healthy way, because not everybody is worthy of our heart. You know, the Bible talks about being discerning, and we need to discern who is worthy of our hearts and who are not. So very important to have healthy walls in place. I like to refer to them as a shield, like the shield of Christ.
Sure.
But I do talk about healthy walls in the book. So we go through all the different walls, and then we talk about being ready for battle, because it is a spiritual battle out there. We tend to forget, you know, in our everyday lives that there are forces going on in the heavenly realm
right.
that we are totally unaware of. And so really putting on that armor of God and being ready as a warrior with healthy walls in place to fight the good fight.
The book, again, Walls of a Warrior, Conquering the Fears of Our Heart. Donna Hetzler is the author, and she's going to have a book signing that's coming up at Barnes & Noble Saturday, March 1st. That's this Saturday, 1 p.m., 960 South Colorado Boulevard. And I love this name of your group, Jericho Girls. I think it's very neat. Very neat. They're meeting at Southeast Christian Church on the 27th at 6:30. So you might even want to get involved in that. All this will be eventually on our calendar under As Heard On. 8:41. What else would you like for us to make sure that the listeners know, and what do we need to know?
Well, I think I would like to tell all of you out there that we cannot wait until we get into a crisis to begin a relationship. We need to start building those relationships now. We need to draw close to God now, and we need to be in transparent relationships, because we're all going to have a phone call at some point in our lives. There's going to be something that comes along, and we can either be terrified or peaceful, and we can either have those relationships to call on or be alone. And so now is the time to start building those relationships. And, you know, you may have been hurt in the past. We've all been hurt, and you'll probably get hurt again, unfortunately. That's just the reality of the matter. And so many of us lose our hearts in the race of life. And so I'm here to encourage you, do not lose heart, and do not be afraid. Read the book, Walls of a Warrior. It'll help you become a conqueror. You know, in Romans 8:37, it says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage all of you to live a transparent life, to work on this lifetime project of bringing down walls. I write in my book, you know, it seems like building the holy temple. You need all these construction people to help you. And you do, and that's the point of the book, is we need others in community.
Mm-hmm.
So get with somebody, get connected in a group, and live a transparent life. They will walk you through life together. That my girls have helped me tremendously.
I love the way you connected it with that Romans verse, because we often throw out that verse, like we said before. Well, you know, God will work out all things for you. And they say, yeah, I know. But God is saying, believe it, I got a plan.
Yes. And
are you ready to start the plan?
Yes.
Then you'll see that verse works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Start working on the action
right.
of that plan. There are things that God tells us we have to do to claim his promises. He has a part, and we have a part. And so when we do our part in that, we will see miracles in our lives happen. We will see promises, and we will see those walls come crumbling down, just like the walls of Jericho. So I would like to question you, what are the walls of Jericho in your life that need to come crumbling down right now?
Mm. Donna, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Donna, for having me. And you can get the book at Barnes & Noble, Tattered Cover, Amazon.com, and, of course, wallsofawarrior.com. Thank you so much for
having
me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.